the northern western region, as you quite rightly noted, suffers some sizable infrastructure deficits compared to Irish and European norms. And this has actually been captured very recently and documented by the European Commission's Regional Competitiveness Index, which found that the northern western region of Ireland, which include everything from counties as from Donegal, down to Galway and across to Monaghan, are very much trailing Irish and European norms in terms of infrastructure. So, for example, the northern western region is ranked 218th of the 234 EU regions in terms of the provision of high-quality infrastructure. And this is obviously quite a significant issue, because ultimately infrastructure deficits and other kind of economic challenges are leading to rising levels of regional inequalities in Ireland. So, for example, the gap in disposable income per head of population between the northern western region of Ireland and the east of Ireland as a percentage of the state average was 25 percentage points in 2021. But this is much, much higher than the corresponding gap in 2010, when it was around 10 percentage points, and in the mid-2000s, when it ranged from 11 to 14 percentage points. So what are we going to do about it? Essentially, the Northern Western Assembly, as part of our pre-budget 2024 submission, as part of our advocacy role, we're asking the government essentially to deliver on three high-level priorities. So I suppose, firstly, we want to see the government provide a stimulus package for the Northern Western region's economy to support high-valued economic activity in the short term. So what does this amount to? It amounts to around 2% of the region's economy, which is actually quite a modest request in terms of the provision of, in comparison to other historical stimulus packages. And that would amount to a stimulus package around 570 million being provided to the northern western region.
I have no doubt that if you were to go across all the member local authorities in the NWRA, they would probably have in their aspirations projects that will cost three times that.
Well, and this is kind of where we're kind of focusing on the second and third kind of priorities in our pre-budget submission, because as you quite rightly note, the stimulus package can only provide so much in terms of the short term. And that's why in our second kind of high-level priority, we want to see the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform adopt a policy of positive discrimination in its towards the Northern Western region in its implementation of the National Development Plan. So what are we actually talking about here? We're asking, first and foremost, I suppose, for the department to prioritise the delivery of infrastructure projects in the Northern Western region that are currently, I suppose, identified in the NDP and committed to in the NDP. But secondly, and I suppose most crucially, as you kind of touched on here with regarding local authorities and their other aspirations, we want to see the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform increasing the level of capital expenditure committed to under the NDP for the Northern Western region. Deliver, say, for example, projects that have been, like, say, for example, rail infrastructure projects that have been committed to under the All Ireland Rail Review, but also emissions that have been clearly left out under the All Ireland Rail Review, say, for example, the connection of Letterkenny to fellow regional growth centre Sligo Town, either directly up to Sligo and Donegal, or indirectly through strategic towns in Northern Ireland, such as Enniskillen and Oma. And finally, then, we want to see the reform of the public spending code in a manner that reflects, I suppose, the rural composition of the Northern Western region and counties such as Donegal, you know, taking into account the fact that there is a legacy underinvestment in this region's infrastructure, and considering that the National Planning Framework under the Project Ireland 2040 specifically recognises that this region suffers from a weak government structure, and that needs to be taken into account when considering these projects.